The city council is looking into resurrecting the 5-member Springfield Police Commission, which was disbanded a decade ago in favor of a single police commissioner appointed by the mayor. 6 councilors on the 13-member body, including council president Mike Fenton, have co-sponsored an ordinance to bring back the part-time commission, which would have powers to set department policy, hire, promote, and discipline police officers.
Those decisions belong in a public forum. And so the intent of bringing a police commission is to facilitate those discussions.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno has warned he will veto the proposed ordinance if it reaches his desk.
And I want this division professionally, let the professional run the divisions and keep the politics out of it. It's worked so far.
This is not the first attempt to revive some form of a civilian police commission in Springfield. But when a proposed ordinance was debated in 2011, the city law department advised it would violate the contract of Police Commissioner William Fitchett. Councilors advocating now for a police commission see an opening because Fitchett is planning to retire in June. Sarno said he plans to appoint one of the department's 3 deputy chiefs to be the next commissioner.
I'm on the line also. The buck stops with me. So also sending a message to the rank and file. If you work hard, you do a good job, you have an opportunity to rise through the ranks.
Community activists decried the end of civilian oversight of the Springfield Police, contending that complaints from the public about police misconduct would not be adequately addressed. Council President Fenton said he does not believe that concern has been borne out.
And I have full faith in the commissioner's ability to make discipline decisions, and I don't have any gripes with how he's handled himself, and I don't have any gripes with how the mayor's handled himself. My gripe is that those decisions should be made in the light of day.
A 7-member advisory board appointed by the mayor examines excess use of force complaints against police officers and makes non-binding recommendations to the police commissioner. Sarno said that system will continue with the next police commissioner.
And we have very diverse individuals in there from professional backgrounds that have worked very, very well with Commissioner Fitcher. Matter of fact, when there has been an issue, and I have to say, in a report, 90-something percent of the time our officer has been vindicated, but when there has been issue, the commissioner has followed the edict of my civilian review board and even gone harsher where firings would have to occur.
The Public Safety Committee of the Springfield City Council is reviewing the ordinance to create a police commission and has requested a legal opinion from the city solicitor. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.